get up close and personal with fascinating guests. All that and so much more right here on The Evening Show.
Your Republic is Calling You, or 빛의 제국 in Korean, is the riveting story of identity politics from the point of view of a North Korean spy. This book was recently translated into English, and to talk to us about this book and to take a closer look at it in tonight's Page Turner, we're joined in the studio by Charles Montgomery. He's professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Professor Montgomery, welcome to The Evening Show.
Pleased to be here again, Michael.
So let's start first with the author of this book, Mr. Kim Young-ha. How did you first get interested in him?
Well, I had been reading Korean translated literature in general, particularly from the Portable Library of Korean Literature series, which is Jimundang Publishing and KLTI. They put out 26 books, and I had read about 13 of them when I came across Photoshop Murder, and it had what I considered a classic first line. The first line was, "Why do murders always seem to happen on Sundays?" And I read that one line, and I just about swallowed my tongue. This was the first translated fiction I'd read that I could immediately recognize the voice of the narrator.
Interesting.
And that made me interested in him, and I just followed, I just started searching for him.
And so, you know, you mentioned that line. What is it that you like about his writing?
What I like about his writing is that, and that line is one example of it, is that he's got what I would consider a modern approach and topics, or maybe I should say a Western approach and topics and Western style. And that is that a lot of translated Korean literature is specifically placed in a Korean context that is difficult for Westerners to understand. It refers in an unspoken way to events that many Westerners are not aware of. As you read more and more literature, you start to discover these things and you start to see those threads. But initially, if you're reading Korean literature, it's in a way almost a relief to read someone who writes in a style and in genres that you can pretty much understand. And after I read Photoshop Murder, I read Whatever Happened to the Guy in the Elevator, which was in the same book, that turned a broken razor into a man's worst possible nightmare day. And again, it was written in such a way that I could see it taking place in the world I knew without having to know specifics of Seoul, specifics of Korea.
Now, you mentioned to me before that we started that you had a selection about his writing that you wanted to read to us that basically describes what his writing is like. Could you tell us where this is from?
Yeah, this is from Photoshop Murder, the first one I read. And this really reminded me of this particular book reminded me of any kind of crime novel that I could have read with the sort of hard-boiled detective character, or TV shows from the United States, Rockford Files, Magnum PI, this sort of thing. And on Sunday, the policeman has just been pulled out of church, where he really doesn't want to be anyhow, and he's off to a case. It says, "I flipped on my siren and emergency lights and hit the accelerator. The crime scene was not the urgent thing. I mean, the dead body wasn't going anywhere. The urgent thing was something else. With every murder case came tons of paperwork. First, the body had to be examined, and then after basic evidence had been gathered, we'd have to hurry back to the station and send a quick bulletin over to the Situation Room and then over to the prosecutor's office and the crime lab. Anyway, it was tedious work. I just hoped there was only one corpse. Two would double the paperwork."
That's, it's such a dark topic, but he approaches it with such a light, I think, sense of humor, a sense of insight. And I think that's maybe a good point to turn to Your Republic is Calling You. This is the book that was recently translated. It's otherwise known in Korean as 빛의 제국. And this is about a North Korean spy who basically has lived in South Korea for years and years, and after assimilating to life here, is called back out of nowhere back to North Korea. And it's basically the decision he has to make is whether or not to go back to North Korea or stay. What attracted you? What turned you on, I guess, about this book?
Well, a couple of things. First, it had some of the characteristics that I was just speaking about. I could read it. I would have been able to read it and understand it without knowing anything about Korea. But one of the things that was interesting to me personally was that this book was very much a return to Korean roots. There are very specific Korean things in this, very specific, and North Korean. I should say, when I say Korean, he talks about North Korea and he talks about South Korea. I should also say that I've met Kim Jong-ha, and this is based on real stories he heard from defectors. So it's not beyond the pale. And it's a great story. It combines a spy story and a sort of social exploration of Southern Korea. As you said, this spy who's been here 20 years, who drinks Heineken, who drives a car, is called back. And he doesn't know if he's really being called back or not. And then it follows just in the course of one day. It's interesting. This is a rather large novel, long novel, but it only takes one day. It follows not only the spy, but his family and associates.
And what do you think about that narrative technique, the fact that it is kind of multi-perspective in its telling?
Well, it's interesting because the one day thing is Aristotelian in nature. I mean, it goes back to Greek notions of drama, but the amount of stuff that he tries to and does achieves putting into the story, you're right, is pretty amazing. There are really three or four main characters. And what you discover as you go along is that the spying metaphor, the spying thing, all the characters in one way, shape, or form are undercover about something. And in this one day, basically, for all of them, what they are undercover about unwinds.
Yeah.
And they have to deal with that.
Now, why do you think Kim Jong-ha is so important as a writer? And this is the first author we've talked about, the first book we've talked about in this page-turner segment. You know, why did you choose him?
I think he's important because part of what I hope happens is that Korean literature becomes internationally famous. And I think Kim Jong-ha can be important because he's a bridge writer to me. Not only can his writing bridge the cultures, as we've talked about here, but his writing style can bridge the cultures. And I also think that just as an author, he will be able to bridge the cultures. He was one of the first, if not the first, Korean authors to recognize the need to get a foreign literary agent in order to sell overseas. Mm-hmm. And this is undoubtedly part of the reason for his success. So it's not just that he's a good writer, he's a good salesman. I would add, his English is excellent. So from the perspective of an ex-marketer, I see a man who writes extraordinarily well and can also explain what he writes and why he writes. And when I interviewed him, I asked a joke question, what he thought his chances were of winning the Nobel Prize someday. And he laughed. But what he said, I think, sums up a little bit about why I like him as a whole person, including the writer.
Yeah.
He said, literature is not that kind of task. We need it so people can communicate. If I write a novel that is successful in the United States with the French audience, the German audience, and they understand what Korean believe and what Korean generations think, that is my goal. And I think he's willfully trying to do that, and I think he's a potential breakthrough writer for Korean translated literature.
And so for people who are interested in reading this book, where can people find it?
You can find this book at a couple of bookstores, all of the major bookstores, like Kyobo I know has it, but I think all the majors do. It's also available at What the Book on order, and on Amazon you can get it immediately as a Kindle.
All right. And if any of you listeners do read the book or have read it, we'd love to hear what you think, of course. So, Charles, moving on, what's up for next time?
Well, I think we're going to take a look at if you are somebody who's interested in Korean literature and you really don't know where to start with all of these translations you might see. There aren't a ton of translations, but if you look at them all at once, you might wonder where to start. We'll talk about what the essential pieces of translated Korean literature are, essentially, for the newbie.
Excellent. Charles, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Michael.
That was Charles Montgomery. He's a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature in Translation website, ktlit.com.